take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm great.
I'm very excited about this big, hefty book you've brought in today. What are we talking about?
This may be one of my favourite books of 2021.
Whoa.
And I've been wanting to talk to you guys about it for a long time, but it's been quite hard to get. And now we finally have piles that don't have names against them at time out. So this is called A Swim in the Pond in the Rain, in which four dead Russians give us a masterclass in writing and life.
Wow.
And this is
what
by
a title.
I know. This is by George Saunders. And he is a renowned author of short stories. That's what he's really well known for. And he was the first American winner of the Booker Prize in 2017. I'm pretty sure I didn't fact check that, but I'm pretty sure of Lincoln and the Bardo. And so this is a nonfiction book, and he treats readers to one of his MFA papers at Syracuse University on Russian short stories.
Wow.
So
wow.
He is a master of the masters. And one thing about Saunders I find is often the synopsis for his books to me sound really boring, but when I read them I just love them more than I would love anything else. It's like Lincoln and the Bardo is set in a graveyard, it's written as a play, and it's about Abraham Lincoln's dead son. I just thought that sounded like
dry as,
and it was amazing. It's such an amazing, heartbreaking read about hope and familial love. But anyway, Russian short stories, wasn't super interested. I'd never studied English. I was just like, whatever. But from the first page, I was hooked.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
So that's my lead in. But okay. So we have seven short stories by Chekhov, Turgenev, Tolstoy, and Gogol. And what he does is he puts the whole short story in and then discusses it.
Sweet.
So it's quite basic format. And he's so warm and funny. And he reads your mind as a reader and nurtures you through each story.
I like that, because I feel like that is definitely, I'm a bit like you. That synopsis doesn't necessarily entice me to read it. But I also do find with something like short stories, especially things where, you know, people often go on about the like literary greats or whatever, and you sort of think, oh, okay, I guess I should read that. It's a bit like homework though. When you've got someone who's like making it engaging, making it like interesting, it actually does become such an enjoyable process.
Totally. And to be honest, I'm never going to read War and Peace. I'm never going to read Anna Karenina. Like, I just can't be bothered. So this is like a great way to dip your toe into this. And
I have read some Tolstoy, thank you.
Yeah, totally. So the first story he does page at a time. So he puts the story and then he describes it. But then from then on, it's the full story in him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's really you put your trust in him. The second story is actually not a super successful story. And while I was reading it, I was like, what is this? And then he comes in and is like, now, I know you would have felt this when you're reading it. This is what my students think. But these are the reasons where it works, and this is where it falls apart.
Oh, that's super interesting.
He knows you as a reader. He looks at narrative form with each story, so pattern, strangeness with a story called The Nose, omission. And my favourite story, which I didn't expect to because it was the longest story, 50 pages, is Tolstoy's Master and Man, which is just this excruciating story about a master and his staff member going out on a long journey on storm. But it was just so amazing. And then the description afterwards makes it so good. So I think the best part of this book, and what makes it a little bit self-helpy in the best kind of way, is Saunders' encouragement to help you find confidence in your own creative voice. And he attributes this to writing. But you could use this advice in any creative endeavor you do, whatever it may be, music, photography, your work life. And so he gives examples of how he couldn't find his own creative voice and how he tried to write like other people. And then once he hit that nail and ran with it, that's what set him off.
That's how he won the Booker Prize.
So it makes you feel so cozy and really wonderful also about being a reader.
Oh, cool.
And the joy that reading brings to you, and also how to read something closely. So it makes you feel super interested in past writing but excited about reading future writing. And I think this is a must-read permanent home library staple. Like, it's
Sweet.
The one that you just have to have forever. It's a really nice hardback at the moment, and it's $37, so it's not super
very affordable for a hardback.
Paperback
yeah.
price, trade paperback price, and it's published by Bloomsbury. And I feel like you could give this to almost anyone, like your young readers who are about to go to university, if you give it like a person, again, that creative voice, and then like your older, more seasoned readers, boomery types who are like... want to justify everything they've ever done. I just think it's such a wonderful... He's such a charming, wonderful writer, and he makes you feel really like you know what you're doing.
Oh, this is awesome. This sounds like such a joyful book. Yes,
and that's, and also like Lincoln and the Bardo is quite joyful. His short stories are quite dark, but he does find that joy in the everyday.
So remind us of the name of this one again.
A Swim in the Pond in the Rain. It's on the shelf
I
now
love
at Time
that
Out.
Title.
It's from a story in the called Gooseberries in the book. And yes, you have to read this book.
That is the best review of something that's changed my like initial reaction to, okay, I need to get this one immediately in my life. Thank you very much for that, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Sounds like a great one.
That was Loose Reads.
And the